Ah, another big night for the Tooth Fairy. 12 kids lost teeth today in the city alone. First house on the list, Annabelle. And she gets, oh, $5. Kids' parents bought the premium package. All right, let's go take a look. Oh, I guess she's not asleep yet. No worries, I'll just head to the next one. Darren, 15 cents. For 3 teeth?
Eugh,
that's what a kid gets when the parents don't go out of college, I guess. Darren. Ah, here we are. Wait, he's not asleep either? It's almost past midnight. What are all these kids still doing up? Well, Evan's in the neighborhood too, and he's... awake? Haley, awake? Kendrick, also awake? Why aren't any of these children sleeping? Wait, Easter Bunny's got recon going on for the next week before Easter. Let's see if he's got issues too.
Hello?
Hey, Bunny. It's Tiff. You're scoping out places for Easter, right?
Well, I'm supposed to be, but all these little brats are still awake. One of them actually saw me, too. I had to pretend to be an actual rabbit. Do you know how demeaning that is? They're brainless creatures, Tiff. Brainless!
What, so the Sandman just didn't make his rounds tonight?
Must be. Boogeyman called me, too. Nobody can get a hold of Sandman. Boogie's pretty rattled by it all. His whole shtick is based around sleep, Tiff.
All right. Call the others. We have to get the council together.
The issue of global insomnia continues to plague humanity. Exhaustion levels are rising, alongside sleep-deprived irritability. Citizens from across the globe are all making claims to their inability to sleep, which leads to one question. Why?
Okay, people. This is what we're dealing with. With Sandman gone, the whole world's gone to hell in a little red handbasket, and it's making all of our lives a lot more difficult.
I can't go anywhere to prep for Easter, and it's right around the corner. So some of us aren't as lucky as Fat Man Kris Kringle over here.
Fortunately, Christmas is still a ways away, but my elves and I will do our part in finding old Sandy.
Thank you, Santa. And Boogeyman, how are you holding up?
Well, I can't really make people have spooky dreams if they're not sleeping. I feel kind of useless, you know? I try calling Sandman, but I'm sure he has his own stuff going on. I really just don't want to be a bother. It's just inconvenient is all.
All right, so we gotta look for the damn Sandman. We find him, slap some sense into him, and get things back to normal.
But until then, we have to keep doing our jobs. Stay in touch, and we'll figure out what we can.
Deal!
Oh, this isn't getting any easier. It's been a week since anyone slept. About 6 different kids have spotted me, and I'm pretty sure putting money under pillows is pointless now since nobody goes to bed anymore anyways. Cupid? Ugh, why would he be calling? What do you want?
Tiff, why so hostile? I was just calling to say that I have some information that you might find useful.
You know something about the Sandman?
I might. Meet me at the Pot of Gold pub. Tonight, 10 o'clock. I don't like waiting, so don't be late. See you, Tiff.
But Cupid, wait! Oh, damn it, he hung up. I better call the rest of the council and let them know. We're all here. Just get on with it, Cupid.
You know what? You're not hearing anything until I know what I'm getting out of this. And I'd better be getting a lot.
We kind of expected this. I'll match what I give to kids in tooth money for 3 weeks and give it to you.
For the next decade, you'll be off the naughty list.
Kind of like being naughty. Love is kind of my thing. What else you got?
Double the presents next year, then.
For the next month, I promise you won't have a single nightmare.
Thank you. Ever since Charla died, the night terrors, they don't stop. Bunny, what have you got for me?
How about I don't beat the hell out of you when we're done in here?
I would have accepted chocolate, but okay, here's what I know. Sandman fell down a bit of a rabbit hole recently, taking to some finer delicacies. Fairy dust, Santa, your cookies even. And I've even been selling him a few of my arrows to shoot up every now and again. This guy's turning into a bit of a junkie, but here's the thing. Sandy's never gotten high off his own supply. Word on the street is he made plans to drop his own sand with Rumpelstiltskin a while ago, and he hasn't been seen since.
And you couldn't tell me this over the phone? Alright, I guess the next logical place to check is with Rumpelstiltskin. Damn it, Sandy, how did you get mixed up in this crowd?
Don't get yourself in trouble out there, Tiff. Pretty gal like you could get hurt in a place like that.
Sandy! There's sand everywhere! Oh god, Sandy, look at you! You've been asleep for a week. Wake up! I said wake up, damn it!
Ah! Wait, Tiff? What are you doing here? Oh, this place isn't safe.
Well, Sandy, you see, you've been asleep for like a week, and so the whole world's been going crazy without you. You know what, insomnia and all that.
Oh god, oh no, what have I done?
You need to fix this, Sandy. You need to fix this right now.
I can fix this. I can fix this. Oh god, I can fix this.
I can fix this. My bed was that a dream? No. Wait, a note?
Dear Tooth Fairy, I'm sorry for all the trouble I've caused. I promise you it won't happen again. I hope you slept comfortably. Love, the Sandman.